Oh.
Oh, man.
Great.
Here we go, Eddie.
It's time for something we do called...
Come on, Eddie.
Something we do called Tough Love with Eddie. This is where listeners write us and ask for advice, and the Oracle.
Yes. Presiding.
Yeah, that's right. Our good friend Eddie responds to the letters. Now, the reason that I picked Eddie to respond to these letters is because I've known this man for many, many years. And one thing I know about him is that he does not pull any punches.
Tough love it is.
He shoots he shoots from the hip, and yeah.
Straight shooter.
Yeah, that's right.
And no messing around.
One person's interpretation of how this goes.
What do you mean? That's everybody's interpretation.
Well, no, that's one person's about? Interpretation.
Well, let's get into it and see.
I don't understand that.
And see if we can get some healing done.
It's a good match today, Mike.
Wait.
Tough love it is. Tough love.
What is going on?
Good job, Ashley.
Thank you.
Our first letter reads, Yo, Oracle, what's up? My name is Simon, and I wanted to know about getting into radio. All my friends tell me I have a voice for radio. I think it would be pretty cool. It seems pretty easy enough.
What are you doing?
Any advice you have would be cool. Oh, by the way, I'm a black guy. Yes, Sky, you heard me right.
No.
Okay.
Why does he have to say that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie.
Signed, P1 Simon in Point Loma. Eddie?
Seems like an unnecessary fact. Dear Wolfman Black.
Okay.
It seems pretty easy. Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not like we just entered a contest to get these jobs. Oh, wait, Robin Zeff. Dang it. Yeah. Well, it's still harder than it looks, okay? I'm sick of the old theory that all you need is a good voice to be in radio. I mean, look at Sky. I mean, how the hell did she get this job? You know what I mean?
Wow.
I don't think that was necessary. Lots of people like my voice.
Do you hear, that, P1?
Thank you.
Tough love.
Thank you. People like my voice.
So...
People like her voice.
Thank you.
You know, it's kind of insulting, you know, for you to think all you need is a good voice to be in radio. I mean, that's insulting to me. I mean, that would be like me being into airplanes and walking up to a pilot and asking if I could fly today.
Mm-hmm.
Or really enjoying water and asking Ashley if I could flood her apartment. She's the expert. She's the expert.
Why you gotta go there?
I would never do that.
Why you gotta go there?
I wouldn't do that.
All of us.
It's true. A valid point.
Thank you. So the bottom line, dude, is hone your skills at the place you know best. Deja vu. Announcing Portia on the main stage is as close to this job as you'll ever get.
A strip club.
That's horrible advice.
Sometimes you need tough love.
Yeah.
Well, I don't recall myself, Zeth, Ashley, or Rob writing in for that, so I don't know why we got tough love.
Giving him examples. Okay.
Our next letter reads, Dear Oracle.
Hey.
Good advice, by the way. Good advice.
Thank you.
My best friend and I work at a law firm as research clerks. We've known each other since high school. I've always liked bands like Puddle of Mud, and she's always been a Britney Spears fan. With all the stuff going on with Britney lately, she's gone crazy. Dressing like her and acting like her.
What?
As a joke last week, she actually came in without any underwear on. She got so much attention. Now she never wears underwear.
Okay.
And even though she won't admit it, I've seen her trying to flash some of the lawyers in the office.
Oh, my. Wow.
Eddie, how can I tell her she's going to lose credibility and self-respect without losing her as a friend? Thanks, Eddie. Signed, P1 Tina from Temecula. Eddie?
Hmm. Dear Zippity Hoo-Ha. Hoo-Ha. I'm confused. The problem is...
Wow.
Actually, I know exactly what the problem is. You're jealous.
What?
Yeah, your friend is having the time of her life, gets in lots of attention from the guys, and here you are saying, I don't want her having any fun.
That's not what she said.
She should be wearing pinkies.
That's not at all what she said. what she's saying. She doesn't want her friend to lose her job.
She should have some self-respect, right, Sky?
Well, she doesn't want her friend to lose her job and ruin her life.
Self-respect? What has self-respect ever done for any woman?
Huh?
I'll tell you what it's done. It's created beatings like you.
Oh!
Oh!
Why did she do that?
Ow!
Listen, what? If your friend wanted someone to rain on her parade, she would have called Sky.
Why do you keep pointing at me?
I mean, is this necessary?
I'm so
I didn't write
listen,
it.
If she was looking,
I didn't write
listen.
It.
He's referencing you. He's pointing at
listen,
me. What the
if
hell?
If she was looking for a wet blanket, she would have picked the one up off of Ashley's apartment floor.
What is your problem?
You need to loosen up.
Is this over yet?
What the hell's wrong
instead
with
of
you?
Laying down the law, how about laying down your bra? Oh,
she's a professional, you clown.
A little less boring, a little more horny. You ever hear that? You ever hear that
that's
old
not
phrase?
A saying.
I've never
a
heard
saying.
That phrase.
Yeah, never heard that phrase?
That's not a saying.
Well, here's the bottom line is your friend is awesome and you suck.
Whoa.
That's not advice.
It is.
That's awesome your stupid advice. Ass yeah, opinion.
Did you hear the bra thing?
Oh, are we done?
No, I got one more.
Got
no,
yeah.
I think that was plenty.
Yeah. We have one last.
I don't think I can deal with another
one. We have just one last letter.
Better not reference us, Eddie.
It says, Dear Eddie, I'm right. Sky, why are you shaking your head at him?
What?
No,
right.
No. She's shaking
I can tell
her.
By the look on his face. I'm not going to like whatever's coming.
I haven't even said anything yet.
I said I can tell by the look on your face.
I haven't even heard the letter.
I'm okay. Be cool, man.
Okay.
For once, be cool.
For once, I'm helping.
Our last letter reads,
God.
Dear Eddie, I'm writing you to see if you have any advice for me. I hate my neighbors. They're up all night, for one. But for two, they have two kids, and they always steal my son's toys.
Oh, jeez.
Then, when I tell them that the toys are missing, they say they haven't seen them. Hmm. But then I see them through their screen door playing with them. It has happened 3 times, and I'm getting ready to get into a fight with this lady.
No.
Plus, she's older than me. She's like in her 40s and thinks she's all tough. I take kickboxing classes in Chula Vista. I am not a wimpy chick. I can mess her up big time.
Okay.
Wow.
I want her to give my son's toys back or pay for them. What should I do? Signed, P1 Cammy. Eddie?
Wow. Dear Toys in the Hood, man, you're hard.
Oh, wait.
Little bit of advice here, though. Not every chick fights like B-Rob, okay? Just because you're a chick with a few weeks of aerobics under your belt doesn't make you a kickboxer, okay? Easy, Jean-Claude. Never make the mistake of thinking taking a class makes you an expert. Just ask the first runner-up on the 28-hour dance-off competition over here.
Oh!
That is so messed up. That is messed up, Eddie.
I mean, why did you go there, Eddie?
You know that's like one of her passions.
And that was that creepy Elvira Mistress of the Night interpretive dance thing Sky did. You know what I mean? You guys know what I mean?
You're a dick, Eddie. That was a beautiful dance. She won.
Hey, listen, Ashley. Napoleon Dynamite thought that was weird.
Oh, you are a dick. That's so messed up.
Is this segment done yet? Are we done?
This is so bad.
Can we wrap this up,
laughing,
please?
Ashley?
Why are you laughing, Ashley?
Can we wrap this up?
I laugh when I get nervous.
I'm sorry Eddie doesn't understand dance. I'm sorry Eddie is judging something he doesn't understand.
I have eyes, Sky.
Yes,
okay.
You've never taken dance. I have.
I definitely.
The judges loved
Napoleon
it.
Napoleon Dynamite thought that was weird. She burst out laughing.
Laughed.
Anyway, if you really don't want your kids' stuff ripped off, listen, if you don't want your kids' stuff ripped off, it's simple. Quit buying them toys. I mean, use the stuff that Mikey had as toys as a kid, you know?
What?
like Tupperware, Ziploc bags,
accurate.
Plastic picnic forks, you know, fun stuff. Mikey turned out fine, didn't he? Exactly.
Opposite. Okay.
I guess we all got a dose there.
I didn't say anything about furball.
We wrap this up.
Oh, that's we worked hard on that dance off.
Did you see hers?
MikeyShow.com. The videos are up. They're They're good.
Yeah.
Sky, you look great.
Yes,
thank
Sky.
You.
Can you hear it coming up, Adam's apple?
Needed an exorcism after that.
Oh,
The Mikey Show.